All right, get your Bibles out tonight. So thankful for the Word of God. It helps us, encourages us. Over the years, our children have had the opportunity to play rec league sports, and thankful for that. Yesterday came up to, or 2 days ago, we were waiting for girls to be able to play soccer. They were, yeah, that was yesterday, right, bud? Yeah. And waiting there, and Sophie had the late game, so she started at 7:30 in Spencerport. And I was sitting there, and I got there a little bit early, and just sitting behind watching the other parents do probably what I do, but it just seemed more obnoxious when they did it. And there they were coaching from the sidelines, and Buddy showed up, and I'm like, hey, watch these two. And these two think their kids should play World Cup League soccer. They are convinced that their children have that ability. Let's just be honest for a moment. They don't. I was watching it. I've had some time to travel a little bit. I've gone to Latin American countries. That group will not compete against the groups I've seen. Had a chance to travel that. Say, why are you saying all that? Because there comes a point in our life where we just got to be honest. And tonight, we're just going to get right to it. We're just going to be, hey, Daniel, we are not just a spiritual being, but we carry a flesh, and that flesh is sometimes difficult to That flesh is difficult to deal with. It's not sometimes, it's always. And the devil is constantly throwing temptation our way. Say, no, no, I don't deal with it. You're lying. Let's just get past all that. Hey, you're not going to play in the World Cup. We all struggle with the flesh. Can we just be honest for a moment? We're not holier than any. I'm not saying that you don't try and live righteously and holy and godly, but if you're sitting here tonight going, man, I got this holiness thing and godliness and walking in the Spirit just down pat, I could write books about this stuff. I struggle not with temptation, not with sin. You're a liar. You're a liar. Say, well, how do you know? You don't know anything about me. The Bible and the Word of God knows everything about everybody. And he says, we all struggle with this. So let's just get past the peripheral. We got it all together. Can we get past that? So tonight, here we are on a Wednesday night, midweek, in the middle of summer, the dog days of summer, 98 degrees today, hail the size of peas dropping on my house today. Anybody experience hail? You got some? I have video to show you. We were catching it. We were getting hit by it. Anyways, so there we are. Here we are. You worked hard today, and you came in saying, I just need some encouragement from the Word of God. Well, we're just going to get right after your flesh. I just want to help you tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. We're not going to paint it a pretty picture like, hey, listen, you're good. I understand there's goodness in all of us. We have the Word of God. We have the desire to do right. We want to impact the world for all of Christianity. That's not tonight's message. Tonight's message is we struggle in the flesh. Let's get some help. Amen. All right? So that's where we're at tonight. Just so we're abundantly clear. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 13. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Again, when we come to the scriptures and just say, you know what? I think I have a tendency to sin. You're right. You're right. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. God, thank you for just the reality of the Christian life. God, thank you that you remind us again of who we are and who you are and the things we struggle with and how we can get help and how we can get victory. Lord, thank you for all those things. Lord, help us as we navigate through the Word of God tonight that you strengthen, encourage, and just remind us that help is available. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Sin is common to us all. We all have a tendency for sin, but praise the Lord, through the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a way out. There's a way out. God is faithful. Hey, there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world. President can't stay up on his butt. It's just craziness. Inflation rate, and we're looking at all these things and go, what's going on? Up and down. All of a sudden, the president's talking about sending out money gas cards. Stop doing that. Not a political message tonight. The reminder is God is faithful. Either God is 100% true or he's a liar. And we can either turn to the Word of God for help or we take the book and throw it away and there's nothing real. I have yet, 44 years old, maybe Grandma Hartman, maybe could speak of greater experience. The Word of God and God Himself has never let me down. The principles of the Word of God have been 100% true. God is faithful. So when He says, there's a way out, you know what I think? Well, maybe not. No. See, that's our tendency. I'm going to be the exception. No, no. There is a way out. No, no, the sin is too great. I can't handle it. It's overwhelming. I've got to. No, the Bible says there is an escape. Say, what do I got to do? Hebrews chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4. I got, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 verses that we'll look at tonight. Again, our desire is to be a help. We'll be out of here in probably 15 minutes, all right? We'll go through these things quick, but I just want to remind you that there's help. There's help available. Tonight, Janae having a hard time breathing. What are we going to do? We're going to go to the hospital and figure out. Help is available. Say, I struggle with my flesh. Yeah, so does everybody. Help is available. Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passing into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. That says every struggle, every temptation you've ever experienced, the Lord did it and passed the test. Sam's in college. Yes? Well, kind of. You're on summer break. And some of the classes are starting to get, you're taking pre-calc this year. And you made it clear to your guidance counselor that said, and you told her, hey, listen, this class is going to be a little bit harder. I want to be in, I don't want to take online. I want face-to-face. I want to be able to get some help. Why? Because there's someone that knows how to do it. You understand that the struggles and temptations that you experience with sin in the flesh, there's someone that's gone through that, that can help you with that, that has gotten victory over that. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in our time of need. Man, praise the Lord. When I got trouble, I know where I can go for help. I've just got to ask for help. God can help you. Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse 18. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. God can help you. 2 Peter chapter number 2 and verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of what? Temptations. It was a while ago, we had to replace a starter on, I think it was our van. called Brother Burkhart. I said, hey, I've got to replace the starter on my van. Do you think it's something I can do? Oh, yeah, it's just two bolts. You just pull it out and no problem. I said, great. Sounds good. Gave me encouragement. So there I was, had my table all laid out, got my tools ready, watched a YouTube video. Oh, yeah, easy. Just a couple bolts and take it out and there we are. Or maybe it was the alternator. I don't remember what it was. It was a thing in the engine. Man, I started getting into that thing. And somebody else's phone started ringing. Hey, I've gotten myself into some trouble. Do you know how to deliver me out of this? Now, Brother Burkhart runs a mechanic shop. Don't call him for all your free passes. If you want mechanic work, call the shop, order, do that. I'm just trying to say. All right, make an appointment. Don't wear this poor guy out. He comes to church and gets bombarded with mechanic questions. That's what the problem is with being a good mechanic. Anyways, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the gun. And sure enough, he came over and he just knew the right way to twist and turn and pull. You know, when you're going through the struggles of your sin and the temptations of your sin, say, I don't know where to turn. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I asked my friend for help, or I asked my brother, or I asked my sister, or I asked my friend. I just don't know. No one can offer any help. Well, how about you ask the one that has gone through exactly what you've gone through successfully? Because God knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. There is a way to escape. So how do I get help? Ask for it. Exactly. Because God can help. God can help. Romans chapter number 6. Just as I cued him, he said it perfectly. There will be additional guttural noises throughout the service. Those are on purpose. Romans chapter 6 and verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. We've become settled. I'm settled with sin ruling my life. God says that's not my plan. I've got a different plan for you. The plan is you to have victory over sin. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. And it's a beautiful gift. It's the gift of grace. See, we deserve the penalty and dominion of sin. We deserve sin to be empowering over us. But God says, I got a gift. It's Jesus Christ, and he can set you free. It's God's grace. Hey, what did it say in Hebrews chapter number 4? When you're in trouble, go to the Lord, go boldly before the throne of grace, or go boldly before the throne of God, looking for two things, mercy and grace. Hey, God, I need help. And that victory has been won through the grace of God. So how, practically, though, how do I do that? Yeah, I cry out to God, but I want to be better prepared for that. I'm so glad you asked that. Psalm 119. Psalm 119. We know when we turn to Psalm 119 what the answer is going to be. Psalm 119, it's all about one topic. The Word of God. Psalm 119 verse 11 says this, Thy word have I hid in my heart. For what purpose? Well, there's a lot of purposes. There are 176 purposes in this passage, in this chapter. But this purpose, one of the tools, one of the benefits of hiding the word of God in your heart is that I might not sin against thee. How do I deal with temptation? How do I deal with sin? Well, number one, you ask the one who has had victory over every single temptation, every single trial, every single temptation of sin, has gotten the victory, is there as a tool and a resource to help you. Number two, take the Word of God, memorize it, and hide it in your heart. Say, that doesn't work. You just called God a liar. What is your sin? Well, I'd struggle with anger. Then find verses on peace and love and memorize those. Love thy neighbor. Read all of those. Memorize them. Say, it's just hard. Stop. Turn off your devices and memorize the Word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Hey, you want to keep struggling with sin? Close the Bible, push it off to the side, and just keep doing exactly what you're doing. don't ask for help, don't memorize the Word of God, but we don't want to live there. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Victory, hiding God's word in your heart. James chapter number 1. Hebrews, James chapter number 1. James 1:13. Let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Hey, listen, you've got to take personal responsibility for your temptation and your sin. You cannot blame it on anybody. You cannot blame it on your neighbor. You cannot blame it on the TV. You cannot blame it on the radio. You cannot blame it on your past. It's your situation that you've got to deal with. It's yours. It is your lust. We justify a lot of sin when we blame somebody else. Well, they did me wrong, therefore I can what? Sin? What, because someone cut you off in traffic, you can go rob a bank? Say, that's ridiculous. It's no different. Someone spoke mean to you, therefore you can? No. No. Every man, when he's tempted, he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Taking ownership, the real problem, listen, you ain't that pretty, right? Say, what does that mean? The real problem's you. Sir, you don't have it all together. Problem's you. So what do I do? Proverbs chapter 28. Confess your sin. Be honest with God. You think God doesn't know? God, I struggle with sin. No kidding. My eyes are everywhere. I see it. And you're no different than the other 7.8 billion people in this world. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. God says, I got mercy waiting for you. You just got to come to me and ask for forgiveness. Just confess. Confess. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is what? Faithful. God is faithful. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'd rather live in the wallow and pity of my sin than don't ask for forgiveness. Be destroyed by the effects of sin. Sin is destructive, both past, present, and future. It's going to mess things up. So confess your sin. 1 Peter chapter number 5. Here's our awareness. Just be aware of what's going on around you. 'Driving into Brockport yesterday, last night. It was dark. I don't know what's up with the deer. They are active at night. We're driving, and all of a sudden, buck comes walking right through. About gave us a heart attack. Well, scared me. Because I'm usually pretty good at seeing them. I was just unaware that it was there. 1 Peter chapter 5, and verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We were away in Tennessee last week, and we went on this little hike. There we were. We found ourselves in, we went for a creek walk. Ever go on a creek walk? You know, they got a creek, and it's a state park kind of thing, and you go to the creek, and you kind of walk through. Well, when we got there, it was about 100 degrees out, and that creek was nothing. It was just some wet rocks. So we said, well, let's go back into the wooded area, and it was a little cooler back in there. And before, my sister-in-law warned us, every time we go to this park, we see snakes. Not just snakes. There's copperhead snakes. And they're aggressive. They don't like you there. It's not like, well, if you just leave them alone, they'll leave you alone. No, no. They see you going by and they're jumping at your ankles. I said, well, I don't like that. Say, how was the walk? I don't know. I was glued to the path. There could have been millions of dollars hanging from the tree. I had no idea. My walk looked like this. Because every brown thing was out to get me. Oh, that we would approach our day-to-day life, not that we get our eyes off Jesus, but at least we are aware that there's something out there trying to trip us up, that there's an enemy. No, everything's just wonderful and good, and all is well. I'm sure the enemy wants me to succeed in the things of God. You're a fool. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary... Well, pastor must be under attack. Those missionaries must, hey, those people that serve the Lord, Miss Calpe, trying to reach those young people on the bus ministry. I bet the devil's after. Devil's after you too. Be aware. So what can I do? Submit yourself unto God. James 4:7. James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Submit yourself to the Lord. Lord, I need help. I'm crying out to you. I struggle. Struggle bad. Sometimes I win, sometimes I don't. I'm tired of losing. Lord, will you guide my mind? You know that what's going to be required, though, change. You can't keep doing what you always do, expecting a different result. You're going to have to change something up. You're going to have to turn something off. You're going to have to stop hanging out with a certain crowd. Why? Because they don't lead you to the right thing. You're going to have to invoke the power of God on your life. You're going to have to memorize the scripture. You're going to have to spend some time on your knees getting victory over that. Last time you fasted, say, I struggle with my flesh, then strengthen the spirit. 1 John chapter 4, almost done. We have two more verses. Is that encouraging? All right, good. 1 John chapter 4. First John 4:4, ye are of God, little children. Say, oh, how nice, a passage for kids. He's talking to adults. He's talking to the church. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, as a kid, maybe you had a superhero hero. Say, what do you mean? Maybe Superman was it for you. And you thought if you put on that Superman outfit, you had the ability to have laser beams come out your eyes. You could fly. It just emboldened you. Just because you had a little S on your shirt. You put a little Batman hat on and all of a sudden you start talking like this. And then, you know, you're Batman, right? Hey, remember this, Christian. If you got to get a shirt to remind you whatever it is, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When that temptation comes, it is but a small thing compared to the power and magnificence of God. And if we just got a hold of how big God is, then those temptations, those little things will just vanish away. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Last verse, 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter 1. Verse 6, wherefore ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Is that not true? Hey, you want to describe someone that's going through the temptations of the flesh? Hey, that stuff gets heavy. He says, but rejoice in that, because that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Hey, you come through that, and you draw closer to the Lord, and your faith is strengthened. See what happens. Am I promoted? No, God is praised. God is honored and God is glorified. Why? Because you took his word and it proved his word yet again. What he said came true again. And God says, at his appearing, he gets praise and he gets glory and he gets honor. So I encourage you tonight in all of that. Rejoice. Rejoice that you're going, that I'm going through hard things. Rejoice that through the hard things at the end, God could get glory. Say, that's not how my mind works. When I'm going through hard things, I'm not thinking about the praise and the glory and the rejoicing. I understand. But there's something more precious. God's got something more precious just waiting. Hey, it's worthwhile to say no to temptation. Say, ah, it's just too big. There's a way to escape. Help is available if you ask. Hide God's word in your heart. Recognize that it's your problem and it's a real problem. Confess your sin. Be aware of the enemy. Submit yourself to God. And there's victory to be had. Let's all stand. If we're aware of that, tomorrow it'll be better. Say, I didn't do so good today. All right, tomorrow. When your patience is tried yet again tomorrow, Lord, I need help. I know what I'm going into at work. I got a meeting. I got this thing. And it's just not going to be good. I don't want to go in. I don't want to have the discussion. I don't like the person that's running the meeting. Whatever. God, I need your help. God, would you help me with patience? Will you help me with your grace? Will you help me to be merciful and gracious to others? Because in myself, I can't do that. Pretty straightforward tonight. We just wiped away all the facade and just got right down to it. We're sinners in need of help. Say, how'd you know? We're all sinners in need of help. And praise the Lord, God has given us some help. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. God, the things that we read here tonight, and God, the victories that you've already won, Lord, thank you. God, at the end of the day, our desire is to give you praise, honor, and glory. And God, if through this feeble life of ours, through this fleshly life of ours, that somehow you could get praise and honor and glory, God, I pray you do that. Lord, help us with these things. In ourselves, we struggle, but we need your help. Lord, watch over us now. Protect us, Lord, and keep us safe. God, if there's changes that need to happen in someone's life here tonight, Lord, I'm sure that they're aware of it. Lord, help them. Help them to have the courage, the discipline, the wherewithal to be able to make those decisions. Lord, watch over us now. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.